We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine. Gaza Strip hospitals are urgently requesting blood and medical supplies that under constant Israeli closure they are unable to get. They have run out of space for the dying Palestinians. Israeli occupation forces have injured hundreds of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip over the past week alone. This week has been particularly brutal here. Under the violent Israeli occupation, Palestinians are held hostage, unable to get away from invading Israeli soldiers shelling from tanks, firing from Apaches in the sky, and shooting guns at any Palestinian who is here. Last night, Israeli soldiers invaded the Al-Burij refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip. They murdered 8 Palestinians and wounded 29. They destroyed 5 houses using dynamite on 4 of the houses. The Israeli soldiers killed one 33-year-old pregnant woman who was inside her home when they blew up the house next door. Her name is Nuha Sabri Swidan. The others killed in the Al-Burij refugee camp are Muhammad Ali Al-Babi, Mutassim Akiu, Walid Al-Khatib, Tariq Muhammad Akiu, Fadi Faiz Al-Hawarej, Mahia Khamis Arifa, and Rami Yusuf Awad. There are 2 others killed in Khan Yunis refugee camp in the Namsawi area, Mahmoud Abu Hadi and Abid Rabu Al-Assad. The first is 25 years old, the second was 50 years old. They wounded 40 in this attack. They destroyed 9 buildings that were apartment buildings, 6 stores, and destroyed part of the Nasser Hospital. These are all flagrant violations of the 4th Geneva Convention. Yesterday, also, a Palestinian man died who had sustained injuries when the Israeli military opened Apache missile fire on a hospital in Gaza City in February. Yesterday in the morning, at 8 o'clock, the Israeli military was finishing up a 9-hour attack on the Jabalia refugee camp in the north of the Gaza Strip. As the tanks left, firefighters came to try to put out a fire on an apartment building. There was a family trapped inside. There were some neighbors who came out to help the family get out. And the Israeli soldiers inside of the tank shelled the crowd. They blew off a small boy's face. They injured the ambulance driver, 2 journalists. They killed 8 just in that blast alone. These were people that were just standing around trying to help put out a fire. This kind of stuff is happening every day in the Gaza Strip now. It's atrocious what's happening here. When they were attacking the Jabalia refugee camp and also in Khan Yunis and in the Al-Burij refugee camp, they don't allow the Palestinian ambulances to get in. But witnesses in the Jabalia camp from the night before last say that the Israeli military was taking the Palestinian ambulances themselves and to go into the camps undetected so that they could more easily shoot the people inside. There's very little that people here feel like they can do about the situation, but now in trying to find somebody that Sharon is willing to talk to, Arafat has pretty much picked his new prime minister. The Palestinian Authority agrees on who they want to have be in place. Abu Mazen, his name is Mahmoud Abbas. Some people here say that he is a good man who will do right by the Palestinian people. Others say that he will be in place because the U.S. loves him. This is all happening while all eyes are watching whether or not the U.S. or when the U.S. will officially declare its war on Iraq, and now the U.S. is not even being subtle in its idea that it will fully invade and militarily occupy Iraq, dividing it into 3 sections, and of course it's working in conjunction with the Israeli government as it makes its plans to occupy Iraq. Of course, the Israeli government has a lot of experience with this. Today in Gaza, we're going to talk with gentleman who is exiled here and who wants to talk about the situation.
This is we're here, and there is, this is what the soldiers say to do in the land of Palestinian. This is very, very, very bad. And the soldiers say to killing all the people in the Palestinian. Kill the people. The soldiers say don't look about this man. Have shooting this man to go to bomb this man to go everything. The soldiers Israeli just want to kill the people in the Palestinian. Don't want to kill about what Sharon say about this man to go to bomb self in the. In the Jerusalem or the Tel Aviv, Sharon want to kill every people in the Palestinian here, because Sharon don't want any people in the Palestinian here. And Sharon want to transfer all the people outside the another country, Arabic, because Sharon think in the future, the Sharon want to many people, the another country, Europe, to coming to Israel, to live in Israel. And Sharon don't care about anything, the security in the world, and Sharon don't care about the United States, and Sharon don't care about Robin country. Sharon just, I think, I am man in the Palestine, and I live in the Palestine, and I live before in the another country, in the another capital, and Sharon back me the another country, the another capital. Sharon is here. Don't care about anything, don't care about the war, don't care about anything. The people in the Palestinian like the peace, the people in Palestinian want the peace, the people in Palestinian thinking the peace all the time. The people in Palestinian don't like the die. The people in Palestinian don't like to kill anyone. Just the people in Palestinian want the country, just want the country. You know, this Palestinian, this all the country have the countries. But the Palestinian want countries, just number one, the occupation in the world, the Palestinian. And all the people in the Palestinian want lives, all the people live in the world. The Sharon killed the boy, Sharon killed the women, Sharon killed the old man. Sharon is very, very bad, just what I say. الشعب العربي, الشعب الفلسطيني هو شعب دائما يحب السلام, شعب يريد السلام, شعب يريد الحرب, شعب لا يحب القتل. الشعب الفلسطيني يريد أن يعيش في أمان وفي سلام كما تعيش الشعوب العربية, كما تعيش الشعوب في العالم, في هذا العالم. نريد الأطفال أن يعيشوا, أن ينظروا لمستقبل الأفضل. نريد أن نعيش كما يعيش باقي العالم. لا نريد حرب, لا نريد قتل, لا نريد سفك دماء. نحن فقط نريد السلام ونريد الدولة الفلسطينية وعاصمة القدس الشريف بقيادتنا ياسر عرفات. Thanks
for speaking with us. That's a man who's exiled from Bethlehem to Gaza by the Israeli military government after the siege of the Church of Nativity in Bethlehem. Reporting from the occupied Gaza Strip, where the situation is getting worse by the minute, I'm Kristen S.